Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A lawyer for the family of Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen says the Army has positively identified remains found Tuesday near the Leon River in Texas. As Rachel Osher Lindley from member station KERA reports, Guillen went missing from Fort Hood more than 2 months ago.
In a statement, the family's lawyer says the Army confirmed that the bones, hair, and other remains found belong to Vanessa Guillen. Guillen had been missing since April 22nd. Investigators say a male suspect in the case, Specialist Aaron David Robinson, killed her with a hammer and recruited another woman, Cecily Aguilar, to help him mutilate and hide the body. Robinson shot and killed himself Wednesday as he was being approached by law enforcement. Aguilar is in custody, charged with conspiracy to tamper with evidence. Guillen's family says that Robinson was sexually harassing her, but she was too scared of repercussions to report him. They're now pushing for legislation that would change the way military personnel report sexual assaults and harassment. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Osher Lindley.
Developers of the Atlantic Coast Natural Gas Pipeline say they are canceling the project, citing ongoing delays and rising costs. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Brittany Patterson has more.
The 600-mile Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which begins in West Virginia and travels through Virginia and North Carolina, has been met with opposition since it was first announced in 2014 by Duke and Dominion Energy. Since then, a barrage of lawsuits have nearly doubled the cost of the project to $8 billion and pushed its completion date back by 3.5 years. Construction has been halted since a December 2018 court ruling. In a Sunday news release, the company said the continued legal challenges threaten the economic viability of the pipeline. Environmental groups praised the decision, calling it a victory for the climate and local communities. For NPR News, I'm Brittany Patterson.
It's been a violent holiday weekend in Chicago. More than a dozen people are dead and dozens of others wounded in a slew of shootings. NPR's Joel Rose reports some of the victims were children.
Police in Chicago say two children died from their injuries, including a 7-year-old girl who was shot Saturday evening. Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says the girl was riding her bicycle near her grandmother's house on the west side of Chicago when several men opened fire on an outdoor party.
It was a family gathering, so there were many kids. There were kids riding by on bicycles, enjoying a 4th of July, as they should have been. And now this child is gone.
Shootings in Chicago are up this year after several years of declines. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, "We are making progress in slowing shootings, but we have to do better, every single one of us." Joel Rose, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up 1.25%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up nearly 2%. U.S. futures contracts also positive. This is NPR. Looks like there may be some sort of a hockey season after all. The NHL and its Players Association have agreed to protocols to resume play, but officials say the two sides are still negotiating a collective bargaining agreement extension. If ratified, games would resume in late July or early August, with 24 teams taking part in an expanded playoff, and the Stanley Cup would be awarded in October. There's evidence that the 2020 U.S. Census is not capturing an accurate accounting of the population. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports a nonprofit group is identifying neighborhoods that are undercounting young children.
Once a decade, the Constitution requires a count of every person living in the U.S., including anyone born on or before April 1st of this year. But a new report by the Population Reference Bureau shows that compared to areas with a majority of non-Hispanic white children, the average census self-response rate trails by 10 percentage points in majority Latino areas, 13 points in majority black areas, and 43 points in majority American Indian or Alaskan Native areas. This could mean that over the next decade, black, Latinx, American Indian, and Alaskan Native families may not get their fair share in political representation and some $1.5 trillion a year in federal tax dollars for Medicare, Medicaid, schools, and roads. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil prices are trading lower and overnight Asian trading down more than 0.5% at $40.40 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.